您将要听到的是澳洲广播电台每周播出一课的旅游业英语教程。您可以在我们的网站 radioaustralia.net.au/mand 的英语讲座网页中下载先前各课的录音以及其他的文字教材。游业英语
English for Tourism
第26讲寻工面试
Lesson 26 A Job Interview。
各位听众朋友好，欢迎您收听旅游业英语讲座第26讲，我是澳大利亚澳洲广播电台中文部的节目主持人马建元。在这一讲中，我们要继续学习寻工面试时会遇到一些语言问题，以及您在面试过程中可以向考官提出什么样的问题。在我们学习新的课文之前，先让我们一起来回顾一下上一课对话的内容。
Come in, Bob. I'm Justine Asker, the manager. You can call me Justine.
Pleased to meet you.
Sit down. Firstly, Bob, can I ask which job you are applying for?
I'm applying for the receptionist position.
I see that you have a diploma in hospitality. Have you done any front desk work before?
I have work experience in front desk. You have my supervisor's report there. This will be my first paid position.
And why do you want to work at the Plaza Hotel?
Because it has a great reputation, not just for its service, but as a good place to work.
I'm glad to hear it. Bob, what strengths do you think you would bring to the job?
I'm patient, and I've been told I put clients at ease.
Uh-huh. And what do you see as your weaknesses?
Do you mean, what am I not so good at?
Yes.
Well, I understand English much better than I speak it at the moment, but I study at home and I look forward to learning more on the job.
Excellent.
接下来我们要学习新的对话内容，我会把这部分的对话逐句译成中文。
Now, Bob, I'm going to ask you a hypothetical question. Would you compromise your own safety for the comfort of your guests?
鲍勃，我现在想问你一个假设性的问题，你愿意为了客人的缘故去冒险吗？
Do you mean like the legendary Leo who jumped into shark-infested waters to save a guest's hat?
您是说就像勇敢的利奥那样为了捞起客人的帽子而跳入鲨鱼出没的海里吗？
Something like that.
诸如此类吧。
If I must.
如果我必须这样做的话，我可以做到。
I don't think you would be expected to show that level of enthusiasm, Bob. Leo was an exceptional worker, but very impetuous.
我想没有人会要求你做到这种程度的，鲍勃。利奥实在是一个与众不同的职员，但是他的确太冲动了。
In that case...I would make sure I know the health and safety requirements associated with my position and follow hotel procedures.
我想我会确保自己熟知与我这个工作岗位有关的健康安全条例，并且遵守酒店的相关程序。
Very good.
这非常好。在这段对话中，杰斯汀向求职者问了一个 hypothetical question， 假设性的问题。这也就是说，求职者要回答一旦出现某种情况时他要怎么做。有些假设性的问题要比杰斯汀在这段对话中提出的问题更加具体明确。鲍勃在回答这个问题时一开始就犯了一个错误，那就是他首先猜测提问者想要什么样的回答，然后再按照这样的思路去回答问题。实际上，提问者希望听到的回答是在出现危机的情况时，他必须要小心谨慎。当然，鲍勃最后还是给出了令人满意的回答。在这里，我要提醒您的是，每一个工作岗位都有与其相关的守则，而每一个工作单位中都有自己的内部安全条例和规则。 一般来说，在面试的时候，主考官并不要求您一定要熟知这些规章制度。您只要表明自己会在拿到这份工作之后，确保自己会熟悉并且牢记这些规章，以处理可能出现的情况就可以了。我们来听听鲍勃是怎么说的。
In that case, I would make sure I know the health and safety requirements associated with my position and follow hotel procedures.
我想我会确保自己熟知与我这个工作岗位有关的健康安全条例，并且遵守酒店的相关程序。现在让我们跟着老师一起来练习。请重复老师的话。
I would make sure I know.The health and safety requirements. I would make sure I know the health and safety requirements. I would follow hotel procedures.
我们现在完整的听一遍这一部分的对话，请在鲍勃的句子之后重复他的话。
Now, Bob, I'm going to ask you a hypothetical question. Would you compromise your own safety for the comfort of your guests?
Do you mean like the legendary Leo, who jumped into shark-infested waters to save a guest's hat?
Something like that.
If I must.
I don't think you would be expected to show that level of enthusiasm, Bob. Leo was an exceptional worker, but very impetuous.
In that case, I would make sure I know the health and safety requirements associated with my position and follow hotel procedures.
Very good.
各位听众朋友，您现在收听的是澳洲广播电台为您制作的旅游业英语教学节目。
Lesson 26, A Job Interview.
第26讲，寻工面试。接下来我们要学习新的对话内容，我会把这部分的对话逐句译成中文。
Now, is there anything you would like to ask me?
你有什么问题要问我吗?
Yes, I was wondering if anyone has heard what happened to Leo.
有,我想问问是否有人知道 Leo 到底怎么样了?
I mean questions relating to this position, Bob.
鲍勃,我的意思是你对这个职位是否有任何问题要问?
Oh, of course. Yes, I would like to know if the hours of duty are flexible.
Oh, 当然有。我想问这份工作的上班时间是否可以灵活掌握。
Yes, we have 3 shifts and there is also overtime work available when we're very busy.
是的，这个职位是三个班次轮换，另外在忙的时候也要加班。
That's good.
我知道了。
I'm very impressed with your qualifications, Bob.We'll ring you and let you know the outcome tomorrow morning.
鲍勃,我对你的资历很感兴趣。我们会在明天上午的时候电话通知你面试的结果。
Thank you. Goodbye.
谢谢您,再见。
See you later.
再见。一般来说,在面试结束之前,考官都会给您一个提问的机会。您最好准备一个相关的问题。这样也可以表明您对这个工作职位真的有兴趣。但是在这里我要特别提醒您的是，切记不要询问薪水的数目。这个问题您可以在申请工作之前自己设法查清楚。通常来说，您可以利用提问的机会问一些诸如工作时间或是您将要和多少人一起共事这一类无伤大雅的问题。您注意到了吗？鲍勃在提问时是以这样的短语开始的 I was wondering I would like to know 这两个短语的意思都是我想问问。让我们跟着老师一起来练习。
I was wondering if the hours are flexible. I would like to know if the hours are flexible.
现在让我们再听一遍这段对话的最后一部分，请在鲍勃的话之后重复他的句子。
Now, is there anything you would like to ask me?
Yes, I was wondering if anyone has heard what happened to Leo.
I mean questions relating to this position, Bob.
Oh, of course. Yes, I would like to know if the hours of duty are flexible.
Yes, we have 3 shifts and there is also overtime work available when we're very busy.
That's good.
I'm very impressed with your qualifications, Bob. We'll ring you and let you know the outcome tomorrow morning.
Thank you. Goodbye.
See you later.
第26课到这里就结束了。现在让我们把第25课及第26课中学习的对话内容完整的听一遍。
Come in, Bob. I'm Justine Asker, the manager. You can call me Justine.
Pleased to meet you.
Sit down.Firstly, Bob, can I ask which job you are applying for?
I'm applying for the receptionist position.
I see that you have a diploma in hospitality. Have you done any front desk work before?
I have work experience in front desk. You have my supervisor's report there. This will be my first paid position.
And why do you want to work at the Plaza Hotel?
Because it has a great reputation, not just for its service, but as a good place to work.
I'm glad to hear it. Bob, what strengths do you think you would bring to the job?
I'm patient and I've been told I put clients at ease.
Uh-huh. And what do you see as your weaknesses?
Do you mean, what am I not so good at?
Yes.
Well, I understand English much better than I speak it at the moment.But I study at home and I look forward to learning more on the job.
Excellent. Now, Bob, I'm going to ask you a hypothetical question. Would you compromise your own safety for the comfort of your guests?
Do you mean like the legendary Leo, who jumped into shark-infested waters to save a guest's hat?
Something like that.
If I must.
I don't think you would be expected to show that level of enthusiasm, Bob. Leo was an exceptional worker, but very impetuous.
In that case, I would make sure I know the health and safety requirements associated with my position and follow hotel procedures.
Very good. Now, is there anything you would like to ask me?
Yes. I was wondering if anyone has heard what happened to Leo.
I mean questions relating to this position, Bob.
Oh, of course. Yes, I would like to know if the hours of duty are flexible.
Yes, we have 3 shifts and there is also overtime work available when we're very busy.
That's good.
I'm very impressed with your qualifications, Bob. We'll ring you and let you know the outcome tomorrow morning.
Thank you. Goodbye.
See you later.
以上您听到的就是寻工面试这段对话的全部内容。这个讲座到这里也就全部结束了。我想告诉您的是，鲍勃最终如愿以偿地得到了他所申请的这份工作。利奥也在墨尔本留学期间找到了自己的终身伴侣，他的名字叫梅。梅是一个非常耐心和蔼的人，巧合的是他和利奥都来自同一城市，但却是在墨尔本学习服务业课程学位时认识并且终成眷属的。好了，我们言归正传，现在请您跟着英语老师一起练习下列英语的短语。
Follow procedures, follow procedures, follow procedures, sir.
Health and safety, health and safety, health and safety first. Follow procedures, follow procedures, follow procedures, sir. Health and safety, health and safety, health and safety first.
各位听众朋友，第26课到这里就结束了，这也是我们这套讲座的最后一课。这套教材是由澳大利亚规模最大的教授英语的维多利亚州多元文化成人教育中心的保罗·利尔蒙斯与马基·鲍尔编写。旅游业英语广播教材是由澳洲广播电台的苏·斯雷曼制作，德马瑞斯·贝克录音。特别感谢教材里的主要角色陈浩、马拉·莫特森、杰夫·克劳奇尔以及巴瑞·克拉克。请您在方便的时候浏览澳大利亚澳洲广播电台和维多利亚州多元文化成人教育中心的网站。我们的网址分别是 abc.net.au/ra 和 ames.net.au。再次感谢您收听我们的英语教学节目，马建元在这里预祝您工作顺利，再见。